This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It's a barrel space, returned upon rest, a way of life.
Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'unzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu falamudillalah, wa man yudlil falahadiyalah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Wa ashadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu wa ba'du. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. May Allah's peace and mercy and blessing be upon us all. Ameen. Fellow brothers and sisters in Islam, alhamdulillah, today we are entering a very important topic about our deen. That is about the great fitna. When we talk about fitna, the fitna today do not just apply on the fitna about we and the world and our environment, but it also involves in the deen itself, the fitna towards Allah. There's a great fitna. What do you mean by the fitna towards Allah? Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to us, number one, inna deen indallah al-Islam, that the religion that Allah recognized is only Islam. Now, if any one of us, so-called Muslim, have some kind of belief that all religion is the same, is a great fitna to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means you are saying something against Allah. Allah said, the religion that He acknowledged is only Islam. But you are telling that all religion is the same. That's number one. Number two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum. Today, in the day of Arafah, 1400 over years ago, Allah said that He revealed these verses to Prophet Muhammad, and Rasulullah s.a.w. conveyed the message to his ummah, that today, when the Prophet was giving his last khutbah in Arafah, I, Allah, have perfected this religion for you. Meaning Islam, the religion of Allah, is something that Allah has perfected for us, is something ready-made, you just use it. Nothing for you to do any changes, minus or plus here and there. No alteration is allowed in the deen of Allah. Whoever creates something new in Islam, in Allah's rule, don't and the do and don't, He create a great fitna towards Allah. He is saying that like Allah's word is not perfect, that He got to come and add something to make it more perfect. This is very important. This is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I give you another example, the fitna that people apply to Allah. Allah said, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Meaning Allah said, even you want to believe in Him, you must believe in Allah with the right knowledge, with the pure knowledge. When you talk about knowledge, we're talking about what Allah said and what the Prophet ﷺ said, not what I say or what you say or what the community said, what the people said, what our forefathers said. No, what Allah and the Prophet said. Now, Allah said, even when you want to talk about Him, because when you want to believe in Allah, فَعْلَمْ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. You must believe in Allah, in the way Allah wants you to believe. If Allah say He will rest on His throne, Allah say, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْعَرْشِ. Allah is the one who created the sky and the earth in 6 days. And after that, He take a rest on above the throne. Allah never said that He is everywhere. Allah said that He is above His throne. Do we have a problem to believe in what Allah talk about Himself? You are talking about Allah abstract. You can't see Him, but you are talking about what He say. Now, do you have the right to interpret in your own way about what Allah is talking about Himself? Or is it better for you to believe in the way Allah wants you to believe, how the Prophet ﷺ have shown us? In the time of the Prophet, there was a slave lady who was summoned by the Prophet ﷺ, and he asked her, "Where is Allah?" She said, "Allah is up there somewhere." She never said Allah is everywhere. Then the Prophet said, "She is a believer," and the Prophet commanded the master, one of the companions, to free her. Now this is a great fitna today. When we talk about Allah, a lot of Muslims sometimes is talking about Allah in the way that you want to imagine. The way you understand, that is very wrong. There is aqidah. Second thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have said to us, if you want something from me, ud'uni astajibu lakum. Call upon me. He do not want you to call upon other people as a medium. He forbid you. But now your people say it's okay to go to the kubur. It's okay to go to the deaf people in the graveyard to ask them to help us. Or you ask from somebody who is dead, you go to a place where they say this is the tomb belong to a saint, and you ask the wali to help you. No, that is wrong. Because Allah said, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Only to Allah alone we should worship, and to Him alone we ask for His help. This is something to do with aqidah. And the fitna in ibadah. The way we are doing our ibadah today, that Prophet ﷺ did not teach us anything about the ibadah. That's why the Prophet gave us a very stern warning. The first warning the Prophet said is that man amila amalan laisa alaihi amrina fahuwa radd. Whoever engaged in the deeds, not said that we are not doing something, we are doing something, but any ibadah mahdah, when I talk about ibadah mahdah, I'm talking about the ibadah khusus, not general meaning of worship, but some form of worship that is specified by the Prophet ﷺ, like salah, prayer. You are not supposed to do prayer in the way you like to do it. Because the Prophet said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. You should perform your prayer like how you seen me perform. You cannot perform in your own way, following A or B or C or D. You should follow what the Prophet has commanded you to follow, and to follow him. His way, not your way, not my way. How many Muslims know the way of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ performing his prayer? You ask yourself, brother and sister. We create a lot of fitna in the ibad. Thing that the Prophet never do. We just sit and we say, it is a sunnah. We create another fitna because the Prophet said, Man qala alayya ma lam aqul falyatabawwaq maq'adahu minan nar. Whoever says something about the Prophet, when the Prophet never said, that means he's using the name of the Prophet. The Prophet never said, this is a sunnah. We say, it's a sunnah. Then you will put yourself in hellfire. You're making a booking in advance to go to hellfire. You're not supposed to say something about Islam without knowledge. Just hearsay, a hearsay. No, it's what Allah said and what the Prophet said. This is very important. This is about ibadah. The Prophet said, if you do some ibadah that I or we do not show you how to do it, you create your own way of ibadah, your own style of ibadah, then all this will not be accepted, will be rejected. فَهُوَ رَدَّ. Because the Prophet will be summoned by Allah in the Day of Judgment to be a witness upon all of us, to see whether what we are doing is according to his teaching or not. If not, we create a great fitna. We know there's hadith from Sahih Muslim, it's a long hadith, that the Prophet was given a special gift in the Day of Judgment, Haut, Al-Kawthar, that means Al-Kawthar is like a pond, a special pond that the water will come from paradise only for the Ummah of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Other than the followers of Prophet Muhammad will not be able to drink from this pond, Al-Kawthar. Then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call upon Prophet Muhammad to invite all his ummah to come close to this pond in Yawmul Akhirah, there are people that Allah chased them away from drinking the water from this Kawthar. And then the Prophet was surprised and he asked Allah, why do you stop this ummah of mine to drink this water from the Kawthar? Because this is for me and for my ummah. Allah said to the Prophet, you do not know what they have been doing after your death. They have been doing a lot of things against your teaching. They have not been following your teaching. This is a great fitna. You see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us about? Going against the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad. Going against the teaching of Prophet Muhammad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلْيَحْزِرِ الَّذِينَ يُقَالِفُونَ أَنْ أَمْرِهِ أَنْ تُسِيبَهُمْ فِتْنَةً أَوْ يُسِيبَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Allah is telling us that in chapter 24, yeah, that means in Suratul Nur, yeah, verses 63, Allah is telling us that, and let those who go against the Prophet's teaching, beware that the great fitna will befall them, or a painful torment be inflicted on them. Now Allah is telling us He is going to punish us in the hereafter, if you go against the teaching of his messenger. You have no right to say something about the prophets without any evidence from the prophet. And also you see what is happening to this ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us guidance after guidance, but we have been forgetting about this guidance. Now if you want to be a good Muslim, you must know the adab. What is the adab to be a good Muslim? How to believe in Allah? How to believe in our Prophet ﷺ? Now in Surah Al-Ahzab, Allah said, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ وَمَا يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا. This is what Allah warned us. He said that it is not allowed, it is not permissible for a person who claimed that he or she is a believer to say that when Allah have decided something for you, when the Prophet decides something, he said, it's okay, I will look for other decision. I will think about it. Whoever does that, find a way other than what Allah and the Prophet have decided for you about the deen, indeed he have turned astray. Yeah, and his astray is clear. That means he is not in the right path anymore. Now, when you talk about Islam, you must remember this religion belongs to Allah. Don't belong to you. Don't belong to any scholars. It belongs to Allah. It don't belong to our forefather. It don't belong to our country. It belongs to Allah. So what Allah and the Prophet have decided for you, that's how you should accept it. That's how you got to follow. So we hope that we save ourselves from fitna towards Allah. Don't talk about Allah without a proper knowledge and authority from Allah itself. Because he have explained about himself in the Quran and also through his messenger Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't use that will. Don't use your rational, because there are certain things you cannot use rational, because this is talking about the abstract, about Allah, the Almighty. He do wonders. He can do things that you cannot even imagine. This is just one in the beginning that I want to share with you about the danger of fitna towards Allah. Fitna towards Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, meaning there are a lot of things that the Prophet have never taught us to do, and then we do it and we say it's okay, there's nothing wrong. Now in ibadah, you must remember any act of worship, ibadah mahdha, it start with mana, meaning you are not supposed to do without any example or any instruction from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But anything to do with dunya, you are free to act. Antum a'lamu bi umri dunyakum, because the Prophet said, when dunya is concerned, you know better than us. He is not going to interfere in our dunya life. But he do not allow us to get involved in the ibadah mahdha, because it has been perfected by Allah through his messenger, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are not supposed to make any changes. You are not supposed to develop any form of bid'ah in the ibadah mahdha. Because the Prophet said, "Kullu bid'atin dalala." What have went wrong to the people before us? The people of the book before us. They have the same problem. They create the same fitna to their deen. What the Prophet did not say, now they are saying that the Prophet is saying that. The Prophet is claiming that, where the Prophet Moses didn't even say that, Prophet Jesus don't even say that. The same thing is happening to the Muslim today. A lot of things that the Prophet never said, but we are saying that it's sunnah. Who give you the authority to say that it's sunnah? It's a fitna. There's one side of the fitna. Of course, in our life, it's a full of fitna again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did remind us in one of the ayah, وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ فِتْنَةً. Allah is telling us, you must be alert. You must remember that your wealth, your possession, and also your children is a fitna to you. This is another form of fitna. Meaning the property that we have also can create fitna to us. When you love money more than Allah, it becomes a fitna. When you don't care whether it's halal money or haram money, is another fitna. If you think this money belongs to you, also is another fitna. Because everything belongs to Allah, nothing belongs to us. We are just a trustee, taking care of Allah's property. And the same thing goes to our children. Sometimes our children also can cause fitna. It's a trial. Fitna in this form is a trial. It's a test for Allah. Many of us fail because of our children. You love your children and you spoil them. You corrupted them. Like what the Prophet, كُلُّ مَوْلُدْ يُولَى عَلَى فِتْرَةِ فَأَبَاوَهُ يُحَوِّدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ. Every child is born clean, pure and fitrah. Who corrupted them? Who destroyed them? Who misled them? We as parents. We show them bad example. We allow them to do haram things. We allow them to dress, haram dress. They didn't even cover the aura. We allow them to go out and walk in the street half naked without covering the aura. We are the one who allow this thing to happen. You cannot blame the children. They do not know. Whatever you buy for them, they just use it. Now you use your money to buy the haram dress that do not cover the aura, and you allow your children to leave the house half naked, and you are so proud. It's a fitna. It's a fitna to the children, to the family. This is something we parents must remember. The children is an amana. Our property is an amana. You must make use of it wisely to serve Allah. For the cause of Allah, because it's from Allah and to Allah, it returns. Everything comes from Allah. So you must make use of what Allah has given you to please Allah, not to destroy the religion of Allah, not to destroy the ummah, not to destroy yourself, not to destroy your children. Now you can afford to buy so many things. You can travel here and there because you have the money. But if you do not plan it properly, it also creates another fitna. You spend the money in the wrong way, not in the way that Allah is pleased with. Now, if anything, doing some da'wah work, doing some fi sabilillah kind of work, you should support them. But you have the money, but you don't do anything. When people ask you to do something for Allah, you always have excuse. You know? But when people call you to participate, support something that has nothing to do with Allah, something that do not benefit the ummah, you give all the support, is another fitna. What is a fitna? Our wife is also a test from Allah. It's a fitna. It's an amana from Allah to us. If you do not take care of her properly, guide her and educate her properly, it becomes a fitna to you. Everything can be a fitna. It's been a trial. Your position as a government officer, if you're working in a government, also can be a fitna if you do not know how to use your authority to please Allah. If you are not just to the people, it's a fitna. You must remember, brother and sister, first thing, the fitna in the deen of Allah, Islam. Fitna about Allah Himself. Don't talk about Allah when you don't have any reference from the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Just keep quiet. It's better for you to be silent than you talk about something that you are not sure and then it creates another fitna. When Allah don't say this is haram, don't ever say it's haram. Because haram and halal belong to Allah. He is the only one who can say this is haram or this is halal. The do and don't. because all this divine law belong to him. But when Allah said haram, don't twist and turn the word of Allah. When you twist and turn, you create another fitna. As though that you know better than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given a special task from Allah subhanahu to convey his message. Why? Because he's a man of his word. He's a very honest man. We know the attribute of the Prophet, one of it is Siddiq. He will never say anything except what Allah revealed upon him. وَمَا يَنْتِقْ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ Allah said, Muhammad is a man who will never say anything except what I revealed for him. Whatever he says is wahyu, not like us. Whatever we say is nafs, based on our own feeling. That's why you are not supposed to say anything about Islam without a proper knowledge from the Quran and the Sunnah. If you do that, you create a fitna. And again, when people follow the teaching of Islam, the Quran, and all the Sunnah of the Prophet, you brand them with so many brands that they are not the right group of Muslim, they are extremists, they are maybe, you can say anything, you call them Wahhabi, or what is this? How can you call a Muslim who follow what Allah and the Prophet say, and the Prophet's teaching, Wahhabism? How can you say that? We are following Allah and the Prophet. So by doing that, you create another fitna toward Islam. As though that whoever followed the Quran and the saying of the Prophet is wrong. You create fitna. The Prophet ﷺ will never hide anything from us. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have said that he is a man that will deliver whatever Allah have revealed to him. And you know the Prophet have the attribute of tabligh, means a person that will never hide anything whatever Allah have revealed to him. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to us, "Man ya'ish minkum ba'di fasayara ikhtilafan kathira." Whoever survives after me, you are sure to be exposed to a lot of disagreement, dispute among my ummah. The Allah, the Prophet, have foreseen this is going to happen, that his ummah is going to have a lot of misunderstanding. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, "Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnatil khulafai ar-rashidin al-mahdi min ba'di." He never said that you should follow anybody or any imam or any shuyukh. He said, you must follow my teaching and the teaching of my khulafai ar-rashidin. From the Prophet to the Khalifa, not from the Prophet, jump to the ulama. No. There's the adab. Whoever come first, whoever believe in Allah first, we should honor them. They are the first generation, the best generation, because the Prophet said, "Khairun nas qarni," the best people is the people who live in my time. And that's why the Prophet said, follow me and follow not just any sahaba, but my khalifa, khulafa ar-rashidin al-mahdi min ba'di. The four khalif, who the Prophet have said that they are the people of paradise. Prophet said, 10 people is guaranteed to go to paradise. We should follow these people if you are going to paradise. If not, then you're going to create a lot of fitna to the religion of Islam. So we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us understand the danger of fitna. Of course, there are other fitna involved about we talking about other people. It's also in a fitna when what we say is not true. We create a story about somebody, just we want to humiliate the person or destroy him, and then people start to believe in that. Of course, it's a great fitna. You're destroying a person. You're destroying a life, a soul. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save you and save me, brother. Stay away from all this fitna. Number one, the fitna towards Allah, towards the Prophet, towards the ibadah, and towards fellow mankind. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, strengthen our iman, increase our patience to encounter all this great fitna. Wa billahi tawfiqi wa akhri da'wana walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Islam is a waiting test. It says that life's about